For an embryo to implant successfully, the uterine lining needs to be receptive and ready at the time of the transfer. Hormonal support medications are prescribed to prepare and maintain the lining, and if pregnancy is achieved, to continue supporting it in the early weeks. The specific protocol depends on the individual situation. For those freezing all embryos, uterine lining support will be addressed later as part of the frozen embryo transfer preparation. For a fresh transfer, hormonal supplementation typically begins the day of or the day after egg retrieval. Progesterone is the primary hormone required for implantation, and for the purposes of embryo transfer, it may be prescribed in the form of a vaginal suppository and/or an intramuscular injection. Your care team will determine which is most appropriate for you. The intramuscular injection can be uncomfortable at the injection site, and a small number of people develop a mild skin reaction to it. If that happens, let your team know, and they can discuss how to manage. Estrogen may also be prescribed to support the lining before or after transfer. It can be taken orally, as a vaginal suppository, as a skin patch, in a cream, or by injection. Estrogen is generally well tolerated. Local reactions at application sites are possible. In rare cases, there is a small increase in the risk of blood clots within the body. Your care team will take your personal risk factors into account when determining whether and which type of estrogen to prescribe. If pregnancy is confirmed, the hormonal regimen is typically continued for several weeks to support the early stages of pregnancy.